them bananas out of my fucking face, motherfucker. I don't give a fuck about them bananas.
Give me the motherfucking bananas!
For real, though, let me get that banana, please, bro. Get it to me. Hey, look over there. It's Paris Hilton.
Give me that shit, nigga.
That's how real people eat their bananas. Oh, she ain't got no more. Let me get that. Stop playing with me. Let me get that. Yes.
Watch this.
Damn, he got another one. I don't know. I'm getting kind of full. I might save this for later. I'm going to stop.
It won't be
damn, this shit tastes good. Damn, why my nuts itching? Gave me an allergic reaction. Let me go get some cream. Keep handing them motherfuckers over so I can show you how to eat the booty. Look, this is how you eat the booty. I'ma save this one for my girl, LaQuisha. Hold up, let me open this for her. Hold up, wait, fuck that bitch. Damn, I dropped it in the water that I shit in. All right, for real, this time I'ma save this one. I got kids to feed.
Welcome to morning, everybody. We started with our obligatory animal video.
It's not the one I sent in.
It's the one you sent in. Oh, it's a different thing. Probably way more racist.
No!
How are you? I'm Joanne Sachinski. Oh, I'm myself. I'm Aaron Berg.
You don't even know how to beat yourself anymore.
We did. This is a whole gag. It's an April Fool's Day gag.
I love it.
It was Bill Schultz's idea.
Yeah, it's totally Bill's idea.
First, no! I get worried because I go, our fans that like funny shows are going to be upset. And sure enough, Twitter blows up.
But half of them love it.
Bill Schultz gets a death threat.
Did he really?
No.
Is he going to do a Brooklyn
Joanne
open mic?
Was great. They put work into it. So I respect that. And
great.
I know for a while I was like, we should bump them off the network and take their time
slot.
No, don't say.
They're here. They're right here.
What?
They're listening.
I mean, it was just my idea. But then now it's great. I respect all the work they put in. And I got excited because I'm like, I get to sleep an extra hour.
And I knew you wouldn't.
I didn't. No, I was up at 6:30.
I woke up to a text from you. I'm like, what the fuck,
yeah,
dude.
So then I went to the gym, and now we're going to do a morning show. We have, like, real guests that are going to come in, and guests that weren't supposed to be here that came in.
I
and
love
then,
him.
And so we'll do that. Do you know the format of the show that they do?
Yeah, you show an animal video, then you fucking wing it. That's pretty much it. That's how it's done. Like the animal video's done, you yell Yahtzee. But I will say this. I was reading. I thought the show was hysterical, but I'm a big fan, and I sent a video of my cat, Six, watching. But that's the thing. Half the people are like, this is great. I get what you did. And then half people are like, oh, this isn't funny. Because these are the people that want our show, like, to still have, you know, ISIS faggot doing, like, the news every fucking day.
Right.
They don't want it to evolve. I can say evolve. One black guy here. They don't want it to evolve.
Dante's here. He'll make a mess here.
I fucking love
that. Speaking of black guys, look at the book John Bukzek gave us. That's how I pronounce your name. This is by the author, world-renowned, who's been on our show many times.
Fantastic.
Ori O'Connor. This is his brand new, and I believe his debut book. Am I correct?
Mini stroke, but it's actually an hour and a half.
I had three mini strokes yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. I had to. Here's the deal. I'll get back to the book in a second. I'm supposed to go to Schenectady to do a gig on Saturday.
Hey, just bragging.
My wife's going to Delaware, so I get to cancel the Delaware trip because I'm like, oh, I'm staying over in Schenectady. So I'm all excited. I think I'm going to smoke sticks. But, you know, think about getting a hooker and then just jack off and not get a hooker like you always do. You're like, I'm going to get a hooker. And then you jack off and you're like, oh, FaceTime my wife.
Thank God.
Yeah.
FaceTime my
wife. So then it turns out I'm supposed to do this gig. Then I get an offer. Someone goes, do you really have to do Schenectady? I'll pay you triple if you stay in the city.
Was it our boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I do this gig instead. But then she's like, oh, now you can come to Delaware with me. So we got to spend family day. 2.5 hours of drive there. And then we stay there for 4 hours. Then I drive back. And, you know, I get angry because I don't want to be fucking driving.
You had
7 hours on my day off.
Yeah.
And I drive, and then my wife falls asleep. She wakes up with night terrors in the middle of the drive.
Really,
I go to change lanes. She goes, ah! And I go, what the fuck? What in the actual fuck? And the baby's sleeping through it. And it's that moment, you know when, like, you just want to punch a girl
no.
when you're driving?
No.
You don't get that?
No.
But that's what I had. I didn't punch her, and then she did it again later.
I've driven with Alex, and I'm fighting off punches, but that's what you do.
That's true. So we went to Delaware, and it was a shower for my brother-in-law's baby that he's going to have, and my wife's dad was there. No one, you know, he doesn't like anybody.
I thought he liked you.
No, her stepdad likes me.
Really?
Yeah, her real dad doesn't
like.
Oh,
I forgot
about
that.
Along.
Yeah, that okay, yeah. I got confused.
They don't get along. So I went up and I go, "Hey, James," and he goes, "Hi," and then Christine said hi, and then after that, he didn't talk to anybody the whole party. But then I role played with my wife. I was like, "Is this what you want me to say to your dad? Now you be her dad."
Okay.
But pretend you're Christine pretending to be her dad.
Who am I again?
You're Christine pretending to be her dad.
Did you all understand? Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
You fucking think you're a man trying to raise kids like that? You're nothing but a fucking punk.
Excuse me?
And then Christine goes, "Do you want to fuck?" And then she goes, "Not as me. Not as my dad, but as me." She got so turned on.
I was supposed to know that line?
She got turned on by me threatening her dad, calling him a punk.
That's absolutely... I've met your parents.
Girls have daddy issues.
Oh, they all... Thank
bad.
Thank God. How do you
bad.
Think, how do you think I get sex at this point?
Yeah, you do. But I... And then last night I yelled at Christine and I go, "I'm not your fucking dad, so you need to stop it." And the fact that he blames you for their divorce...
Was she blowing you and you're yelling, "I'm not your fucking dad!"
And then I took the mask off that I had made on a 3D printer. Then I yelled at her, "You'll be home from school soon."
That's terrible. Oh,
it's exciting. I did that. What'd you do this weekend?
I hung out with my niece and nephew all weekend. My brother is a crazy person. My birthday is in December, and he hates the cold. So he's like, "I don't know why you like your birthday in December." So he always wanted his kids, God forbid, they had a cold birthday. So he started having sex so they'd have it warm. I'm sorry. So their birthdays are three days apart.
Yeah.
This is why we can't do banter like these two.
Yeah. I don't like sitting this close to you either. Like, I like when I sit over there. And
well,
then
I got to tell you, I like this.
You
I
like this?
I enjoy this.
It's because Joanne's skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just a skinny. Hello. Oh, this gets better and better.
Yeah, I don't like sitting this. I don't like sitting next to somebody. I like sitting over there looking.
But see,
at
that's
somebody.
Weird because you know the Jews, the Italians.
So then what happened? The birthday shit.
So I hung
niece.
Out with them all weekend for their birthday. And my niece and nephew are amazing. She's 17 now. He's 15, and it's just the cat was hanging out with the dog. They get along now.
Did you drive to Vineland?
I did not drive to Vineland. I don't go there anymore because Aunt Olga died of cancer.
His aunt's dead from cancer.
Terrible. No, we had
but you probably still, you have your mom and your dad that you can fall back
on. No, they died too, like a year apart. Leukemia. My mom had leukemia.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she died a year after my dad died of lung cancer. Yes.
Okay, but you have other family. Your aunt's husband is probably
No, he died of leukemia too. We think it was something in the water.
A lot of cancer in that family. You know, Elton John should write a song called "Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer," but change it to cancer.
Cancer. Killing me with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, fun day today.
Fun day. If you're at Compound, you guys are, because did you do your shitty crowd work on these guys yet?
No,
Dante, he'll usually be like, "And this white nationalist and this girl with those titties," and he just does it to whoever's there, and it's great. But I love what you do. I'm a huge fan.
And you do the pushy poo thing.
I'm a huge fan. Ori wrote a book. It's called Ori to Bother You. And you'll see on the front, this hand is black, this hand is white. Ori's forehead is black. As you know, his mouth votes. These are two different fountains. Now, on the back of it, there's pictures of Ori's Animal Hospital, him as the front man of Oreo Speedwagon.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. That's his most recent venture. He's had some. He's gotten
his proper lager. Which, by the way, don't have 12 if you're going to drive. O'Connor's Pharmacy. Now, I'll read to you what it says. Ori O'Connor is an author, journalist, veterinarian, car salesman, brewmaster, musician, holiday ham retailer, and pharmacist. He is widely recognized as the innovator of Egg Watch, an educational/human interest segment on the hit video podcast In Hot Water. Though he relinquished his control over the segment to his friend and coworker, Legit News Guy.
Not Breaking News Guy!
It was his vision that went on to inspire other groundbreaking segments such as Cookie Watch, Light Watch, Mango Watch, and Schultz Watch. Make sure you pick up Ori to Bother You wherever.
Now go to page.
Page 1000 is the Easter egg, and that's really a keeper.
Can we get a shot of that, Kelly? That's Ori's.
Tori's junk.
Tori's penis. It was used in. Let me guess how you got that picture. You Googled Michael Jackson trial. Am I correct?
Gina, what's the top that looks like a coral reef in the Bahamas?
It looks like someone took the tip of his penis and did that with it for about five. He just kind of fucking. Just here. Mm.
John, I'm so excited by this. I don't know who's going to get to keep that. We got a big show. I don't know how you do this show. They do a meet our guest segment. No, do you want to do that?
Well, you banter a little more, and then
we already bantered for 11 minutes.
Well, did we want to? What are we doing for this? Should we tease out the boxing match that you?
Today is April Fool's Day at Compound. If you couldn't tell by Bill and Joanne doing the show earlier, and
I'd kill the
tonight, 5:30 p.m. This man is going to be hammered, and he is going to be drunken boxing Brian McCarthy.
Why wasn't it called Punch Drunk Boxing again?
I don't know. Someone else probably took that name. he's gonna box Brian. Now, Brian and my guy, and Gino's my friend. He was at my wedding. Brian is going to fucking make a mess of you.
Why?
Because he's angry. He went to the gym. All
he
you
went
did
to the gym once. It was so such an event. He made a video of it.
Well, he sent two videos of Jim.
And then three. And one was in a suit, but they were hilarious.
But he's angry, and he looks like he doesn't smoke, I don't think. So you're going to have a dilemma.
He has trouble finding a lighter.
Yeah, because he's blind.
I don't see how he could smoke.
Maybe he'll go to the wrong building today and then just walk up and someone else will knock him on his ass. And then, so that's going to happen tonight.
But do you understand?
5:30 is when we start. We haven't even asked Anthony. So we're going to start it at 5:30. I brought the gloves. Do you want to see the gloves?
I want to see a glove. And I'll say this. You don't think, do you want a prediction for the fight?
Sure.
Let's pretend that someone does.
I think you're going to get knocked out and you're going to bleed.
Out. Look, Canadian, do we want to put wagers on? Let's say someone's in relatively good shape and jumps rope all the time and chases women trying to get over their father issues, and he could probably bounce around for 3 1-minute rounds, not only while bouncing around and avoiding him, but talking shit to him. You know, maybe quoting from the prophet and calling him out for being a bad sidekick who just tells fucking puns. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe my workout was jumping rope and being on the elliptical and holding my hands in the air for 3 minutes at a time while talking to make sure I could talk shit. Maybe that was my training regimen. Maybe I didn't videotape because I needed my hands to watch porn and or SVU. Why do I have cable? That's all I watch. I watch fucking SVU on cable and Columbo, and all that's being fucking played now are the new ones after fucking 1980, which suck a big dick. Sit down, Garrett. They're awful. They're fucking awful. So let's pretend that's going to go on. Now, when you see these, okay, this is great. You have Garrett blow it up. It'll take half a second. So we're getting these giant oversized inflatable boxing gloves, which my only concern, and here's another prediction. Like, they're inflatable, but I think they're inflatable here. So when Brian comes and hits me, it's just going to be like the side punch in my head, and he probably will fuck me up. Probably. But that's my prediction for the fight. That's my prediction. And look. It's going to be a good time, people. This is not a joke. And here's the thing. I have to fucking balance this show with getting drunk, which Daddy is very good at. And then I have to somehow be sober enough to do Comedians of the Compound. Brian doesn't because he's not on it because he isn't one. All right. So that established, that explained. How long does it take you to blow up a fucking boxing glove? Hung out with my niece and nephew. It was fantastic. Isn't it great? It's like take your daughter to work. It's like switching roles, right?
Hey, Gino, it's Aaron.
No, you're not doing this to me.
What? I got the gloves.
All right, now where did you get these?
There's some problems with these. You can still really hit someone real hard.
That's what's going to happen.
What?
So I'm going to have to, I don't want, I've
I
never.
I bought the cheapest gloves.
As you should.
I came out of pocket on these.
No, you didn't go all out and get really, look, here's the thing. I've never, aside from my brother growing up, because you have fights growing up with your brother, or you fight off your father,
yeah,
Joanne. We're not going to talk about that.
This is not going to be good.
It's going to be, let me see
this
one
is,
of the fuck.
This is like having brass knuckles on. Garrett's going to bring them in.
Now. But let me say this.
I messed up.
I don't think Brian.
I need you to sign a waiver before this happens.
As much. Do we. Let me see. These are dangerous. Let me see one.
See, in theory they work, but the problem is when you're
this
where
is
your
it?
Hands
are.
Are
you out of your mind?
If you punch only glove, you're okay. But if you punch where the hand is, you're going to get hurt real bad.
The thumb doesn't even have a spot.
What?
The thumb doesn't even have a spot. Are you out of your mind? This is like a pillow fight. Are you out of... That's gonna be
if
fun.
It gets serious and you try and punch with the fist, you could do real damage. Let's say somebody...
Thank you.
Let's say somebody had a blind spot in their vision and you were to just walk
Brian
up...
Brian is a fucking blind spot.
And crack them with it. Shit may happen.
Oh, shit.
All right.
All right, get back in here. We'll bring in the fucking... Oh, thank you, Teddy. Jesus Christ, that's what I need.
April Fool's, bitch.
Oh, I slept till 8:30. No alarm. No alarm. I had to go off 5 minutes before you guys came on. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. It was wonderful. Mm.
What do you think of the gloves?
I think it's going to be fine, dude. I really do.
All right.
I think...
Oh, and lovely Tony brought me a gift from Holtz. And so I guess I'm not going to go home after this. I'm going to stay in the city and we can go smoke and then come back here for Brennan's show. You guys can start drinking. And then
I guess that's when we start drinking.
Let's get this show started, because I don't want to fucking sit here. I don't even like doing this show.
Why?
Because I like our show.
But, well, we've done 249 iterations
of the show.
This
would have been our 250th show.
Well, tomorrow will be our 250th show. I don't want to fight in front of the kids, Angel.
But I like Joanne. If I was really, okay, if I was really Joanne, I would be like, hey, Bill, stop stealing stuff out of the fridge. And I would say that. And if you were Bill, first of all, you would have been sleeping on that couch when I came in.
Right, but we're not. We're hosting their show. We're taking a piece of their
life.
And
I'd be like, hey, what's all that white stuff near your mouth? And you'd be like, I blew a donut. And then you'd lie about that. And it'd be a great time. Greg Gutfeld would have weird fingers.
But that's exciting. The beauty of this network. Like it's
his weird fingers, I think, Greg Gutfeld.
He's a tiny little man.
So we have,
he's shorter
we
than
have
us.
Super guests today. We have like not to push Ori's book to the side, but we have like a real author.
We have a genuine author
who has authored several books.
Yes,
and I feel like that's legit because on In Hot Water we don't get legit guests.
We have a legit news guy, but he sells cars now. But we've had legit. Every time we think we have a legit guest, it turns out to be a sexual studies expert. That guy.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
We had the Westboro Baptist Church guy.
Yeah, we had.
We had the gun dude.
We had the guy that ran for governor. I did a private gig the other night for a guy that used to play for the Knicks.
Who?
Something.
Terrell Owens?
No, something Charles.
We were hanging out on the street one.
Tall guy. He played for the Raptors too.
Chris Bosh? Oh, he never played for the Knicks.
Who?
Tracy McGrady?
No, not Tracy McGrady.
The guy with the rape acquittal?
I think that's all. Isn't
that let's
all
not
of them?
Forget, man, you also had Goofy, man.
No. But what the Terrell Owens thing is, one time we're hanging out on the street smoking sticks and Latrell Sprewell walks by. Now, if you don't know Latrell Sprewell, imagine Predator if you were wearing a tank top. Uh-huh. Now, Aaron looks at the guy and goes, is that Terrell Owens? And I'm like, no. No.
I didn't know who it was.
I would. Yeah, I'm not good with NBA guys. Who was it? You did a party for him.
He was real tall and he used to play.
The really tall basketball?
Yeah, he was tall. He was probably like 6'8".
How long ago? Coleman?
15 years ago.
Dabney Coleman?
Patrick Ewing.
No, something.
If it was Patrick Ewing, I would be embarrassed. Because
Wallace? Does something Wallace sound
like? Rasheed Wallace?
No, not Rasheed. His name was like Larry or who?
Larry Bird Wallace?
No. Well, he was there, and the future mayor of New York City, who's a black guy.
Larry Sharp?
Not Larry Sharp. He's like, Eric is his name, and he goes, I'm the future mayor of New York City. But they always say that when they're in politics. Remember, Larry Sharp came by. He thought he was going to win the election.
He was a legit guest.
Yeah, but he also was like, I'm going to win for sure. I think politicians lie all the time. Do you want to bring our, Joe Biden got convicted of rape.
He didn't, though. See, that's the thing. Like, the problem with this.
No. See, you're not being woke. He kissed a girl. That's rape.
No, exactly. Do you understand? Like, I'm sorry if you're not from an affectionate group of people where someone grabbing you from the back and
holding you down while they have sex with you is not normal.
Or as Dad called it, tucking you in. Yeah. I'm saying that if you're just bad with affection, don't charge a guy with rape. Like what she said, and we'll get to that with the guests, is absolutely.
Why don't you do the meet our guest segment?
All right,
and I can go eat a bagel.
You have to stay the entire fucking time.
Why?
Yeah, Yeah, I sparred once with my buddy Rich Schultes. Oh, please welcome our guest.
Our guest.
I should know this up. Oh, he's an award-winning author. He is. For his first book, he won the Edgar Award for his first book, which I've written down. I'll tell you in a minute. We'll tease it out. Please welcome author Alex Berenson.
Alex Berenson. Look how tall he is.
He's a tall son of a bitch.
How are you, Alex?
Fabulous comedian. You can still say that. She's a regular on the morning.
I'll be back. I'm going to get my
back. Don't take a shit. One of our favorites. She's the co-host of the Race Wars podcast. Please welcome Karen Margolis. And Joshua McCarroll couldn't make it. I'm not saying gay people are undependable. Please, he's the host of the Beige Phillips podcast, one of my favorite comedians ever. I don't want to kick his ass, so he showed up. Please welcome Dante Nero, everyone.
Hey. Yeah, what's up? What's up, G?
Oh, how are you guys?
I'm great. Unfortunately, I cannot stay very long.
Oh, why not? Because you've seen the show, obviously. Like, why? Black people make you nervous? He's right here, Alex. Why don't we get legitimate guests? I'm sorry, all kidding aside. Because you were supposed to come on earlier and we...
Yeah.
Okay, but that's fine.
I did want to talk about the book. As, you know, as I've... You guys will have me on. NPR has refused to have me on.
Why?
Because they're afraid of my book.
Why?
Because it says that cannabis is not the greatest thing in the world.
Now, Alex has written 12 mystery novels. He used to write, if you don't know, used to write for the New York Times.
Yes.
And the thing that gets me is you were a war correspondent. You covered... I read it 13.
Iraq. Katrina.
But then you started covering pharmaceutical stuff.
Yes.
Oh, and the Bernie Madoff trial.
Yes.
So after all that, you wrote this book, which is called Marijuana.
It's called Tell Your Children the Truth About Marijuana, Mental Illness, and Violence.
It is
a pretty anti-cannabis book.
Now, are you a cannabis guy? Like, I've never been. Thank you, Aaron.
I read it.
He did.
Yeah.
Now, I've never been good with marijuana. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like whiskey. When I was younger, I did cocaine. I don't now because I don't want to get the fentanyl batch and die. My life is too fun. Not now, Bill. But I mean, Karen, you look like you like a little weed.
All right.
And you, Dante?
I just really started to smoke weed.
You did not
You did. Like, in the last 2 years.
So that's perfect. So Alex's book is saying that as much as people want to legalize it now and all this stuff, they really need to look into it because it has been linked to rises in violence and psychoses. So before I get to you, Mike.
Psychoses is the major thing that he focuses on in the book. Got some cream cheese there?
I hope. Right, the psychoses, thank you. So let me ask him one question, and please, you read the book.
And by the way, Tell Your Children, also the original name of the film.
Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness.
Yes, because I knew how people would view the book, and I wanted to lean into that.
Wow,
and
I didn't know
this
that.
This is a ballsy thing to come out with right now, because so many people are saying the exact opposite of what you're saying.
But they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. But,
and they will say, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, but
so what do you say to them?
I have 60, there's 65 peer-reviewed studies in the book.
He's got a lot of logic here, and he uses a lot of numbers. But I think the justification from the pro-weed lobby is like, well, these are numbers, and these are specific little things. Like, the way you break down logic, tasers don't kill. No one's ever died from being shocked. Therefore, tasers couldn't kill this person either. Therefore, tasers don't kill.
Except they do.
He breaks the logic down with marijuana.
Right.
Where he's like, no one's ever died of marijuana.
Is it the amount of THC?
That's part of the problem. And there's no CBD in it anymore in the stuff that you...
They removed the CBD.
Well, basically, people want... You know what wax and chatter are?
Sure.
Yeah, so, okay. So that stuff is like pure
I'm
THC
on it right
practically.
Now.
Right.
So, you know, old cannabis, right? The stuff that people were smoking in the 60s and 70s might be 1 or 2% THC, 1% CBD.
Right.
This stuff is, you know, if you're smoking wax, you're smoking 80% THC.
They actually make CBD strains. They make CBD strains
that are
pretty popular. And if you test, I don't know if you've like tested actually, maybe you have, stuff that's out now, there's like... maybe around like 1% or 1.2% CBD in a lot of stuff, or like CBG or like CBGA.
Right, there are other cannabinoids in some, but the fact is that what people want to smoke is high potency cannabis.
Yeah, people want to get high.
People want to get high.
Jacked up.
Exactly. And so, you know, this notion that it's medicine, like that's something I go into in the book a lot. It's just nonsense for the most part.
Can't it be medicine the way that opiates can be medicine?
Yes. Like, that's how it can be medicine.
Right. But let's say, I'm not knocking the book or anything like that. I'm just genuinely curious. Let's say it's like, all of that's true and all your data is totally correct and there's a causal link between psychosis and weed or whatever. Even if that's all true, why does that make weed bad, right? Or are you just saying caution people?
Yeah, well, okay, so that's a really great question. So here's the thing. If you want to say, like, legalize it. You know, alcohol kills people, tobacco kills people. Those substances are legal. That's a totally fine way to argue. Mm-hmm. Like, you say, okay, this stuff can be dangerous. Some people are going to get, you know, dangerously mentally ill on it, but most people can use it fine. Mm-hmm. It should be legal. We shouldn't put anybody in jail for it. But don't pretend it's medicine, and don't say we can legalize it with no consequences. Mm-hmm. That's basically what the book says.
But, I mean, it is medicine to some people, right?
There's a very few things it treats.
I had a friend named Alan Park who was, like, given a death sentence with cancer, and then he started experimenting. He's not related to you. He lived. He is not named Visconti.
You blew the bell. That's how you know he's not related to
Gino. He started sampling with it in Canada before it was legal.
He actually would be
made a full recovery.
It's never been shown to treat cancer.
Yeah.
Honestly. I mean, I don't know what he had. That's great for him. It doesn't work to treat
cancer. But doesn't it work as palliative? Excuse me, Bill. Palliative? Doesn't it work as a palliative care?
Right. Yeah, so the number one thing it works for, or people say it works for, is pain. That's right, if you have chronic pain. What's funny is that opioids, it's not really funny, but opioids are much better for pain. Mm. If you have real chronic pain, if you have real cancer pain, you know, the kind of lower back pain that you cannot move, you need opioids.
But they're more addictive.
They are more addictive.
The opioids are a weird thing because opioids allow you to still function with the pain killing, whereas like methadone and stuff, that you get to sleep, you can't drive, you can't function. But the medical system is trying to move, because of the opioids, they're trying to move everybody to methadone because they don't really care about the quality of life. So you could do opiates and still function, whereas methadone, makes you a dope fiend.
So cannabis, look, some people have good results with pain on cannabis, but the studies actually show that it's not very effective in chronic pain. And here's the proof on this. So there's a drug called Sativex. Sativex is a pharmaceutical made by a company called GW Pharma. It's a THC CBD mix. It's a pill, or I'm sorry, it's a spray. And this drug, I mean, you can imagine what a drug that successfully treated chronic pain that's not an opioid, what the market for that would be. It'd be like a $10 billion market in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They've been testing that for cancer pain and other things for like 15 years, and they've basically given up because they can't prove it treats pain better than placebo.
Wow.
That's the truth. So here's it. Like, look, if people want to get high, look, I'm not a big cannabis user. I used a few times in my life. I don't really like it. That's fine for me. Other people like it. That's fine for them. I drink, I gamble, I play cards. That's fine.
We're hanging out after this.
It's got to go, Gino.
Let's forgot the hookers, wink. Any no for yes?
And he has cancer.
So that means no.
And he has cancer.
So, but
Gino's little orphan ears prick up.
Are you
my father?
Dad?
My dad died of cancer.
Who do you like in the final two, Dad?
This is not medicine. You know, it's not medicine. It's a recreational intoxicant. Let's treat it that way. I'd rather have it be fully legalized than have this BS that you go in and get a medical marijuana card.
Well, but could it
not that I think it should be fully
until
legalized.
Until something better comes along. Like, none of us remember, but like back in the day before they had anesthetic and people used to get shit-faced blitz drunk before they had surgery. And so that was medicinal, or you could like disinfect wounds with it or whatever. Like maybe it's just a stopgap until we actually have
We have 150 years of science now, so we have some real medicines, and we should use those instead.
Yeah. Then you're talking about pharmaceutical companies not doing trying to make a profit, and we know they don't want to do that. So like it's just ridiculous. They'll market it because they want to make money off.
What's funny is people accuse me. They say you wrote this book. You're pro pharma. The stories I wrote in the New York Times, pharma hated me. Okay,
yeah.
I busted.
Good.
3, 4, 5 of those big companies, they hated me. And here's the other funny thing. It's not funny, but people who get psychosis is incredibly expensive to treat. The drugs that treat them are incredibly expensive. Hospitalizing those people is incredibly expensive. There's nothing the pharma companies would like more than a bunch of people getting psychosis. I'm big pharma.
I want to say this. When Alex says, here's what's funny, and he says psychosis and opioids, and he always calls us about going, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
here's what's funny. The Cosby trial. But it's not funny.
But it's not.
But let me clarify.
Is it possible that, like, so in this day and age where, you know, it's becoming more, you know, just mainstream to, yeah, we should legalize cannabis, and you're saying it's tied into psychoses, is the question that I'm sure you're getting with this book, it's like, all right, does it lead to psychoses, or is it just like people that do marijuana and have a proclivity to it, what's just going to exacerbate it? It's going to make it more bananas. You know what I mean? There you go.
Doctor.
Oh, okay, yeah. That was my original smart question.
Psychosis.
Yeah.
that was what I meant.
So that is a great question. And the book.
Boom! That's a great, you like that? That's a great.
Hang on. Oh, you know what's funny? You're dead parents, but it's not funny.
I had a great. I'm kidding. Go on, buddy.
And by the way, people have said, oh, the number one thing people like to say about the book is he doesn't understand that correlation is not causation. Okay, people have said that to me 8,000 times as right. if like, and each time they say it as if they're the first person to say it.
Right.
It's like, if you know, like if you're in kindergarten or something and your name is Alex and people say Schmalex Alex and they think it's like, exactly like I'm the first person to come up with that. No, believe it or not, I actually did realize that correlation did not prove causation. And that's what the whole frigging book is about. It's
right.
about the scientists who've been spending 30 years proving this. And so, okay, there is this idea for that the pro-cannabis lobby has that people self-medicate. You're getting sick, you're getting psychotic, cannabis treats your symptoms, and that's why you use. The problem is that there's a ton of scientific evidence that that's not true. Let me just give you one piece of scientific evidence that's not true. If you have schizophrenia or bipolar disorder with psychosis...
Alex?
His girlfriend has both of those.
She's not my girlfriend. She has cooties.
She also has that.
She doesn't smoke
pussy.
Marijuana either.
But if
she also has cancer. Yeah. His girlfriend has cancer.
She cuts herself and left a dog in Florida.
Can we get back to Alex?
We're talking about Alex.
The most orphan person I've ever met.
Yeah, great girl.
I've never met someone who needs parents more than Gino.
Yeah.
If your disease is under control, you're not having symptoms, and you start using again, you're very, very likely to get floridly psychotic in a matter of weeks.
I'm going to say this. I do testosterone replacement therapy, and I used to inject.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah,
that's what I call it. I will suck your dick from Sadibol. Man, do you got any Anavar? I will cradle the nuts, my man.
I thought Rogan was tough.
Yeah, so it's very rare Dante and I are on the same show. I'm like a Russian doll version of him.
Open me up and pull you out.
You don't want to open him up. His asshole looks like a rusty paint can lid. You can ask all the girls that saw
the publicist that Simon & Schuster is going to hear about this, let me tell you.
No one sees it. It's free Mondays. So it's easy. So I was injecting testosterone for a while. I don't anymore. And I was self-medicating with like an indica, a vape pen.
Yep.
Because I just had a newborn and stuff. And I found the two together as I was letting my wife down from the wall that I was holding her against.
What?
I was getting like real severe mood swings that wouldn't happen with either of the drugs on their own. So there was a contraindiction between those two drugs. So I can't do that anymore. Now I just rub Androgel on my shoulders.
So there's a known link between steroids and psychosis, and there's a known link between cannabis and psychosis. It's not surprising.
You're saying it ups my psychosis.
Doubling down.
I'm saying that.
Saying my wife was right.
Yes,
nobody would
your wife
say
is
that.
Always
ever.
Right. No. In this case, like,
right.
In this case, your wife totally is right.
Yeah. In this case, but she was like, she told me I need to go to rehab, and how am I going to show up there? And Drew Pinsky's there yelling at people, and then I'm there like, I like testosterone and weed.
Do you still use?
No, I had to stop because if I was going to get a divorce, I would have lost my kid. That's what my lawyer told me.
It's like you're winking at everyone. They see you winking.
I was just winking. That's all.
That's a tick.
Yeah, the lawyer goes, if you're using weed, then and you get a divorce, you're not going to be able to see your kid as much.
Wow, no shit.
Because weed's not legal here yet.
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
If it does go legal, I'll go full psychosis.
And you won't be alone.
I have a question. Is there a difference to you between medicine and medicinal? Because like you can like oregano can be medicinal. You know what I mean?
So okay. Even look, people. Alcohol can be medicinal for people who have high blood pressure, right?
It
can.
I gotta take my dose.
So just because a substance has medicinal properties for some people doesn't mean it's medicine. In the U.S., when we talk about medicine, we're talking about something the FDA has approved based on clinical trials, and there's basically very, very little evidence for cannabis for any of the stuff, or almost any of the stuff.
What about stuff like inflammation or IBD or periods, being a woman, having a vagina, or anxiety?
Basically, no, 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 and no.
Okay. Vagina begs to differ.
Her vagina begs, period. I've got videos.
As a period vagina person myself, and also as someone, because I have Crohn's, and I'm telling you that it's not a cure.
Wait, right? So where did they make these people that look like you?
What?
They're not clones.
Crohn's. Okay. I thought she was saying it like in
Chinese. I didn't know what show I was on. Oh, it's an orphan and a retard. I did not know. I didn't know. Okay, okay. Now I know. Now I know.
I have Crohn's.
For Crohn's.
There's four of me.
that's sometimes when you're Crohn's-y and it sucks so hard, it's the worst, and you know that you have your medicine, you have to take that, and if you need to go to the hospital, you have to do that. But in the meantime, it can be kind of unbearable, and then sometimes weed's the only thing that'll work, and you don't want to take an opiate or something like that. It's not going to work anyway.
So look, weed's going to make you feel better in the short term, right? Cannabis produces, you know, mild euphoria. So it's going to make you feel better in the short term.
But I'm not referring to it. I'm really talking about medicinal.
You're talking about pain relief, or you're talking about mentally feeling better?
Talking about, sure, mentally a little bit too. Yeah. But I'm talking about that insane feeling, specifically the Crohn's feeling, which is what I know. And I know it's anecdotal, but the nausea, you know, nothing works for nausea, like at all. Nausea is like the thing we haven't solved, like the common colds. Like that's
powerful. Have you ever
tried
Zofran in all seriousness?
I have, yeah, I have, and sometimes it works, and a couple times I like puked it back up.
Nice.
It's weird, like honestly, I'd rather, even with the wishy-washy science, I'd rather use weed for some stuff than take a pill. Pills are so, I just feel like pills are, I'm over pills.
So the placebo effect is real, right? If you go in smoking,
I just feel like that's condescending a little bit.
It's not condescending, it's a real scientific fact.
All right. It is a fact. But
can I argue this one thing?
That's not placebo.
Isn't it true that like 90%, maybe more, but a very high percentage of drugs, they don't change anything. They just help your body do what it's supposed to do on its own.
I mean, in some cases, yes.
Antidepressants help you release serotonin, which you should be able to do on your own.
Well, yes. So they
tying into that placebo effect, all the placebo is like you believe it's the drug they're giving you, so it does what the body does. The human body's an amazing thing. Women's too, Bill. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why you have to test the active drug against the placebo in a clinical trial to show that it actually is doing something more than a placebo would do.
Right.
And look, yeah. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is when you actually test this stuff and in clinical trials, you find very, very weak, if not no effect.
So you're saying there's a lack of direct correlation between smoking weed and that, but I mean, when you go to the gym, it relieves depression because
endorphins.
Absolutely, the endorphins so that it helps. So you know, there's things. But what you're saying in terms of it, okay, this is the FDA saying this is good for this,
right?
But then even when you look at the FDA, I mean, Viagra, right? It was a heart medication, and then the side effect was erections. So it's so causal.
So take these cancer immunotherapies. You might have vaguely heard about these. These literally, you can give in some cases people a pill who are dying of lung cancer, and they will basically have years of extra life.
Can you give this to your parents?
No, they're dead already.
Oh, okay.
They died.
Sorry. You just thought he found a solution.
My dad suffered for 5-6 months.
And they live somewhere different.
No, they're dead. They lived across the street.
Right, but continue, Alex. Now we found a way to save them.
No, they're dead. All right.
Oh, my God. I'm like sucked into this.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Where's he going?
You're horrible.
It matters worse, and this is not an April Fool's Day joke. My dad is currently being treated for leukemia at MSK. So this is like.
They want to laugh so badly because.
I know. Thanks,
guys. I like that. Pulling together.
Tearing me apart.
Yeah. The bottom line of that whole joke is everyone gets it, and you just gotta laugh in the face of it. So God bless you.
Right? Yeah. It's the best cure for cancer is laughter.
It is.
You know, or the pills that Alex is talking about.
Pills work. Yeah. Cannabis doesn't, and laughter doesn't either. So anyway, look. Long story short, you hope when you have a treatment that you have some like plausible biological reason that it works. So we know why Viagra works. We know why these cancer immunotherapies work. There's no plausible biological reason that cannabis works for any of this stuff. We kind of know why it works for pain in the short term. It causes dopamine release in the brain, just like opioids do. So there's plausible reasons to believe it's going to help you feel better.
Yeah.
That's the same reason that it's addictive, and that's the same reason that you can have these other symptoms from it, because it is affecting your brain. Mm-hmm. So again, I'm not saying, listen, if it works for you, great. Yeah. And I'm not saying that anybody should go to jail for possessing or using.
No.
We're way past that.
What about the black population?
No. That's the
but
worst.
I thought Bill Clinton did that.
No.
I saw a special called 13 where he like made it illegal for black people to have marijuana, and then they went to jail.
I don't even know what that one is.
It was called 13.
No, you're thinking of
Dante?
Super Predator.
There you go.
go.
Yep.
Clinton's super predators.
Clinton's called them super predators. Yeah. It was a Democratic move to take them out of the voting block and put them into prisons and separate them from their families. Yes. Boom. Saw it. Watched it.
No, Netflix. Bang.
Also, Michael Jackson tongue kids' butts.
Okay. So, Alex, once again, up. Not sure where we
my point is.
That was in 13, too. That was in 13. That was in 13.
I really actually lost my place, and I'm usually good at this. But, so, I don't even fucking know.
It's great on stage, though. Weed is great.
No, we're getting a Skype.
We got a Skype. Oh. You gotta get out of here. Take this Skype
take
real
the
quick.
Skype. All right.
I'll take the Skype. Skype. I love him. Hey, you're in.
Oh, my God.
It's Matthew McConaughey, horse, everyone.
Hello, hello, hello. It is I, Mr. Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, Matt. Hey,
how's everyone doing? I heard you were talking about cannabis, so I figured I'd give you a little callie.
We're with New York Times best-selling author Alex Berenson.
New York Times bestseller Alex, a big fan, long time, first time. I figured...
Is this the new one he's working on?
I want to let you know about the effects of cannabis and how it's been helping out my life.
Okay.
Quick question, Matthew. Is this Dallas Buyers Club you, or is this Lincoln Continental you?
Lincoln Lawyer. Oh.
This is National Treasure me, actually.
Which one?
National Treasure.
Oh, okay. National Treasure. That was Nick Cage, I thought.
Whoopsie daisies. Sorry about that. I've been smoking a little cannabis.
I'm thinking of Sahara, I think.
Sahara.
As a fellow Jew, Alex approves of your teeth.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's your orthodontist?
I've been using Chris White strips, and I'm feeling all right.
Hey, if you could fuck, marry, kill with a Disney princess.
Kill the black one. I'm just kidding. You know, I like every different type of person. Right. I like all different types of races.
I do need to go.
Right. No, Alex!
Pleasure. Hey,
this was great. Thanks for having
the
me
book
on, guys.
Is called
that was great.
Tell your children.
So much,
tell your children. God bless you.
I hope it continues to work.
Waterheads.
Yes, thank you so much.
God bless thoughts are with you and your family.
Waterheads, look at the thickness of this book. Go online. Buy it right now. I read it
in the car yesterday, and don't forget to pick up Ori to Bother You.
I got it on Audible. I'm fucking lazy, but thank you so much. Alex Berenson, everyone. Let him hear it.
Yeah. Just come back soon.
He was great.
He was great.
What he's saying is that weed might cure AIDS.
I think that's what I took from it.
He said it's a might. I'm taking away a maybe from Alex.
I think you
it's
made
a hard
that up.
Maybe on AIDS.
Dante smokes now too, and that's a new
you
thing.
Just
for you
just started.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I started though? Smoking on stage.
On stage?
Yeah.
But you started smoking weed or cigarettes?
What do you think?
Extracts.
Weed.
But you can't really
vaping.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what goes on.
I love that feeling when you're high and you go through and you're just thinking, but it doesn't work all the time.
Yeah, well, it depends on the level, but what I find is I will make decisions on stage that I would never make before. Like I'll go in directions that I won't, and that, that non-giving a fuck thing that we kind of have anyway.
So you're saying it's almost like a therapy. It like helps you relax.
It pushes you further. Like you know that thing when you get ready to say something. Well, you don't know. I don't know. When you know,
I don't have that little voice that says don't do it.
Voice. But even when you don't have that, because I mean,
hey,
we all kind of have.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Sorry.
So we all kind of have that we don't give a fuck on stage.
Yeah.
And but when you smoke, it is you can't even feel the pressure of. Oh, this is gonna. Pushing.
And I couldn't agree more. Like, let me tell you, I do. I drink. Really? I like it. It relaxes me. And it but I can't do weed because it. I'm not a weed
you
guy.
Weed.
It fucks me up. But anything that frees your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
He can't do sex on a grown woman, too.
Fuck
sex.
That's amazing. So you do it on stage.
Yeah.
Because that just frees you
it
up.
I'm just it's so fluid.
So what makes you suddenly decide to start getting high on stage?
Because I'm such an amazing comic already. I needed something to push me further.
Let me ask you this. Do you think it was about the news that you received that I'm not sure if I can mention? But the news you received.
No, wasn't that.
Because when I got that news, that was when I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing this.
You can say what it is. I got a baby coming up.
Yeah,
I got a baby on the way.
Little boy. First one?
Yes. First one.
About fucking
I was one that he's sticking around for.
I'm trying to break the norms.
The fucking Nordstrom fucking station in Brooklyn is littered with kids that look like
here
him.
We go.
That's awesome, man.
Selling mangoes and Ziploc bags.
That's my neighborhood.
She's half black, half white, but she's from the UK.
What are you, Dante? Where are you from?
I'm black foreign, but I'm Native American. My grandfather was Native American. My
mother.
I'm Puerto Rican. Pretty much Puerto Rican. Me too, bro.
Great. And kid coming.
It's amazing.
So good.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude.
For you.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. I feel like you. I mean, you know, you could like you. you just are not going to make the mistakes that you would make when you were 20 and 30.
Yeah.
You're still trying to hustle.
You're older and you're ready to be a dad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, that gets the bending down is a pain in the ass now, where you like go to pick her up and I'll throw her and then after like five times, I'm like, oh, geez. Yeah. When you're younger, I think you got more flexibility and shit like that, but it's the best thing in the world.
A low T's a real bitch. Gotta get that T up.
My T is up. I wake up with boners all the time, you know.
God. He does.
What? Sponsored by Blue Chew.
Did you?
I'll just wake up to a screenshot. Look at this. Hey.
Why don't you do some of these stories? I'm going to go eat the other half of my baby.
Why? You can't just... Oh, come on. All right, we'll do one of these stories. Oh, my God.
Hanging out.
Hanging out.
Make sure you plug everybody.
Where's Bill and
Janishinsky? Trying to plug Dante. Karen was a layup. How do you think Figs got the gig?
We do laugh and laugh.
Oh, it's so funny. She's like, I'd love to do the April Fool's Day show. And you are just like, you are like why the universe proves everything is good to me. It's like Joshua Carroll, hard to believe that flake didn't show up. You're fine. And then I walk in and Dante Nero's here. And that's the thing. It's like, you just have faith in him. I'm like, of course he's here. Yeah. I don't do anything. All right. I want to talk about this story just because I don't pretend to know politics. I don't. But Joe Biden, you see, he's in the news now. Some woman said he acted inappropriately, kissed her on the back of the neck, facing
back of the head.
Back of the head?
In the hair, like.
Okay, so that's even
what's
more
wrong with that?
Fucking innocuous, right? Like,
I've had people say hello to me like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's such a move. There's this one.
Remember the time I put a little fake hand on my dick? Hello, Karen.
Hey. There's this one comic.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Squinting right didn't help, but go on.
There's
I'm sorry.
This one comic who does this thing, and it works because he's
so that
cute.
Rules out you, Figs.
He does this thing, and it's such an obvious move. It's such an obvious move where if he's talking to a girl, he'll talk right, like, and it's loud, he'll talk right here, like, in your hair, right?
Right.
Like, and it's very, very, it's
breathe
it's,
in your ear.
It's so, such close kind of, you're like, oh my
Sheba
God.
Sheba Mason.
It's Sheba, how'd you know? But it's like,
that
it's
dude.
Such an obvious move. And even though I know when he's doing it, I go, oh, you do this to everybody. It's a move. It works 10 out of 10. It works 100% of the time.
Really?
Oh my God, it's so effective. Now, this is because this guy's a good looking dude. Okay. And if he were a busted ass dude, it would be rape.
It'd be creepy.
It would be an actual
rape.
Why'd
she look at me when she said,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know why.
Busted ass. She looked at me too. She was like, fat fucking busted
it's
dude.
A sausage party in here. Where am I supposed to look?
Maury's detailed allegations in her essay writing, I felt him get closer to me from behind. He leaned further in and inhaled my hair. Thank you, Dante. He proceeded to plant a big slow kiss on the back of my head. Oh my God. My brain couldn't process what was happening. I was embarrassed. I was shocked. I was confused. Now, I would argue, and I don't care. Like, let me tell you. I'm defending this guy. He's a Democrat. He's Delaware. Blue hands. Go Joe Flacco. Yeah. Watch Denver this year.
Don't watch Geno's picks.
Don't you think some? Please. Daddy went fucking 77% after December 1st. Ooh.
Yeah. How are you before December 1st?
That's not important. 33%. I mean, so fucking bad.
God, whatever that even
But I mean,
means.
Look, like, I don't know what, but I mean, this is just a regular guy, and this is it possible this woman, and I know this is going to sound dumb, and feel free to jump in and correct, but the only way I can put it is, she's not an affectionate person. She's not a, like, I hug everyone. I met Aaron Berg's mother, like, 2-3 weeks ago.
I fucked her.
Yeah. Yeah. This is how I am, and I think people are like this.
This is a little gritty.
Oh, jeez.
Aaron Berg had my car. I went to Atlantic City. When I got back, it smelled like hooker ass and semen, but... He's like, go pick up the car at my house. And he's like, look, Christine, his wife's not there. He's like, my mother's there. Just knock on the door. She'll let you and give you the key. I walk in. Let me tell you something about Aaron Berg. Love the guy to begin with. His mother looks just, he looks like his mother. So I walk
she's
in.
She's jacked.
And I met her at the wedding, but I was bummed.
She's on HGH.
She fucking tattoo up the
She's arm. On Blue Chew and Viagra.
Almost didn't happen. I walk in, I see her. And she's like, are you, she's like, how are you? I remember I'm like, and I just finally take her. And I'm like, you are Aaron's mother. She's like, she looks just, and I give her a big hug. And I don't think she's like filling out paperwork saying this man. It's like, if you, the guy went.
So you have this whole kind of Me Too thing movement because what you have is you have guys who early on in the 70s and the 80s who didn't have personalities and didn't have any game were like, I'm going to get rich and famous and bend people's will to my power. But it also didn't mean that they were just bending people's will, just women, because those douchebags were, like, if you worked for one of these dudes, they were fucking you too. Not, right. Maybe not sexually if they weren't in the men, but if they were in the men, they were fucking with dudes too.
Right.
The difference is that you and I mean, I you know, I get mine. And,
not anymore. Wink.
I'm trying to cut down.
Or there's a paywall. You can say.
I don't have those incidents because I never wanted to fuck somebody who didn't want to fuck me.
Right.
And the difference is you have guys who want to fuck somebody who doesn't want to fuck you.
So do you think he wanted to fuck her? No,
it's an old dude thing.
Exactly. Can that's I, old man.
I'll take it a step.
Girl on the back of the head.
But when was it? What was he that old?
Wait. No, it was literally last. It was a
year ago.
No, I just saw it. It was in 2014 when he was at one of her fundraisers endorsing
her.
Okay, yeah.
He goes there and he shows up, and I would think he's like, hey, this is great. We're hanging out. Glad I can help you. And he gives her an affectionate.
It's kind of a camaraderie with all the politicians.
I don't see,
and
we'll go to you in this salsa dress. I don't, and I'm not trying to be. You know, I mean, you can say anything. I don't think he's being creepy. I think he's like, right. I'm glad I can help you, and he's so much older than her.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
that
I mean?
Don't matter. Let's
or am
be
I
honest.
Wrong?
So it's two things when I hear a thing like this. Is number one, look, maybe it was, it could have been anything. And the question is, what was the outcome of that, right? Did she feel genuinely unsafe? Was she freaked out? Was she triggered or
she
whatever?
She was embarrassed, shocked, and confused, apparently.
She was embarrassed, shocked, and confused. That's fine. But did she feel, like, assaulted? Do you know what I mean?
What was the intent?
The intent's so important, but it's not just intent.
Oh, that's it.
It's like, what?
I think he's going to answer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm
hold
so
on. We have a Skype.
Did I provoke a Skype?
How do you do it?
Matthew.
Oh, well.
Hey, finally.
Why didn't I realize?
What do you think, Joe?
Why didn't I realize? Oh, my God, everyone.
I found about jolting Joe Biden, and I want to correct you on it.
Yeah.
No, Mario.
I did rape that woman.
Okay, she didn't even. No, Joe, stop already. She didn't accuse you of rape. Slow down.
I have audio evidence of what happened, and it was all consensual, I mean.
What do you mean you mean? Why is your nose fucking coming out of your nose?
I'm having problems here.
It's your actual face. Oh, it's a new bit. I see. All right. So you were accused
by... These teeth are made for biting.
Yeah.
And that's just what they'll do.
Yeah, I got it.
One of these teeth are gonna bite you where you poo.
Yeah. You might want to hold your head completely still and move
got
a little bit to the left.
Got some bagel in my tooth.
Who's the motivational speaker, Tony?
All right, I have audio tape.
Hey,
you want to hear
like
it?
Looks like fucking Tony Robbins' teeth. All right, so...
Tear down that wall, Mr. Gorbachev.
That is two parties and eight presidents ago. So you are accused by this woman, Lucy Flores, a former...
The water in Flint is good to drink.
No. And by the way, as long as we have you here, you...
Gay people are allowed to be killed.
No, you went the wrong way. Mr. Biden, there are rumors that any day now you're going to announce your candidacy because
that is
Lord.
Correct. I'm running on the.
Take a deep breath.
Democratic ballot.
There you go. Hold on. All right, why am I even
Hope,
bothering?
2020.
That's better.
Hope.
Yeah, no, you're not running for Pope. You're going to be what? You're
Biden,
gonna,
Biden,
Hope.
What were your intentions, Biden?
Hope.
You
Hope
kissed her softly.
Me.
Oh, Hope.
Hope.
Look at him trying to keep his face.
Why is he squinting his eyes?
Did you feel like she was confused and shocked, Biden?
An intern just came in the office.
He looks
give
like
me a
Gilbert
second.
Godfrey.
God, Joe, you're melting.
Ah, my nose.
Over.
Doing cocaine?
Intern's here. Hang on. Hi. How are you, sweetie?
There we go. Okay.
Come on in.
Nice. He's a nice guy.
Come on in.
Grandpa Joe.
Here we go.
He's just being a nice dude.
Hang on, Gino. I'm going to put you on hold for one sec.
We got time.
I've got an intern.
Look at the way we greeted that intern. I mean, this guy's a nice
Biden,
guy, dude.
Biden says, in many years on the campaign trail and in public life, I have offered countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort, and not once, never... Did I believe I acted inappropriately? If it is suggested,
oh, yeah.
I did
when
so.
When I become president, you're going to help me
out. Wait, what is going on?
Did I?
You know, what is...
Did I act inappropriately?
Platonic. He's respecting women.
He says he...
Gina, well, what? He's got a hot mic.
You look like a monkey waiting for a banana.
No one's going to believe remembering you.
That. He's getting action right
they
now.
They won't believe you. I'm Jolting Joe Biden.
Mr. Vice President. Do you still call him that even though he's president?
I want to hear the thrust.
You know, you're still on the mic, Mr. Biden.
Yeah. Veto me. Veto me.
Oh, man, he's on
filibuster.
He's on that blue chew right now.
Filibuster my ass.
I'm going to filibuster all over you. Get ready filibuster for the old nuts. Man dust.
Y'all, that's so hot, though.
Here it comes. I'm going to spray a whole bunch of paper confetti on your nuts.
How did you have a hand cover your mouth?
Biden, 2020.
Yeah, baby.
I haven't had vision that's 2020 in 20 years. Biden. You say rape, I say next president.
Okay, there you go.
Biden, I'm woke.
I got you, sir.
All right, blacks are cool.
So you have said, though, that you
Biden, lesbians is people, too.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Woke. Biden, woke 2020. Fags are allowed to hold flags.
You really put...
You can't
Biden,
say flags.
Muslim, more like vote for me.
That'll do. Mr. Biden, you said you'll listen respectfully to any conversation a woman has about inappropriate actions. What does that mean? Is that just your way of saying, yeah, I didn't do it, but I'll talk to you about it? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Wow, he is going to win.
All right. So, President Biden, you realize should you run and be elected, you will be 78 at the time of your election. You okay with that?
Biden, 2020, one good year left.
So you unequivocally deny any inappropriate behavior with this young lady?
If I did anything inappropriate, I am open to a discussion, and so is my bank.
Okay. So you're saying you would just send her a nice, like, lump sum of
Correct.
Cash?
All I did was go up behind her and inhale her hair and plant a nice wet kiss on her.
Yeah, and in exchange, you gave her a rousing endorsement for whatever she was running for back. What are you doing? President, any questions?
He's being presidential.
Is everyone just leaving?
Leave him alone.
That Democrat pussy ain't going to eat itself.
That's true. He called it. It ain't going to eat itself, though.
That's right. I lapped that pussy up like applesauce in the assisted living.
Disgusting. Absolutely.
All right, Gene, I gotta go. My nuts just fell.
All right, there you go. Have a good one, President Biden.
I'm voting for him so hard. Yeah.
Did you see this? Here's another great
I'm sure
story.
So I have.
Speaking of sexual, are you a basketball guy? Are you?
Not really?
No?
Boxing them.
Oh my God.
I'm boxing
so.
Later in giant oversized gloves. Heard. How fucking. I've never punched anyone
against
in my
a blind
life.
Man?
Really
getting
real
Brian?
Gloves, though.
What have I done in my life? And I've said this before. And I've never volunteered for either. I was asked to roast battle Mike Buschetti.
Okay.
Who's borderline, you know, spectrum retarded. Yeah. And now I've been asked to box a blind man. Why? Like, I'm a good person. Why am I?
You're a good
Shut up! So I'm just going to dance around and avoid him. I don't want to fucking hit him.
It's because you're an orphan. We found you in the trash. And
him.
Now we've
I know
taken
him.
You,
you
out of the
him.
Garbage.
I know.
You should really
you
hit
know
him.
What drives me nuts about him? It's what? Like the whole thing, like the whole reason I wound up on that show is because we had fans come to our show on a Monday. And whenever people are like, we're coming to your show, I'm like, come on a Monday so you can watch Burning Bridges. It's a great fucking show. Okay. Yeah. Now, the great part about like the fucking morning show on our show is like we surround ourselves with people that we think are talented and stuff. If you think Brian McCarthy isn't just a fucking, you know, punching bag, punching down, pun-telling thing that fucking, that Kevin Brennan uses.
He's relentless, though. Like, he will not, no matter how horrible he is, he will keep.
Because he has no.
Running it out.
Yeah, he has no, like
that. You can't see the disgust on everybody's face.
Only comics like us, and I'll pay you both a compliment.
Okay.
When you tell a joke that bombs, don't you fucking just sit in it? You're not like, oh, that was hilarious. You're like,
he's
like how funny
I'm
was that?
Still and then pitching.
Yeah, oh, I'm just digging a hole of like, what? He's like, no, I'm great. Everything I do, no, understand who you are.
He's not a comedian. He's a blind adult.
And I'll say it again. I have to be sober for comedians of the compound afterwards. He doesn't because he's not a comedian of
the
compound.
Here's the thing, though. The fact that I've used this line in roast battles, the fact that you're being matched up against him means that people think you're the same.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that makes you feel.
Oh, I could care less. My life. Dude, I'm a huge fan of me. Like I said, I just... What are you doing? Get in here. I just... Are you still eating? We just had Vice President Biden call in, and you missed it. You missed it. They don't. They just think we're fucking just... We are the same when it comes to drinking. Go on. Welcome
I ate
back,
a bagel.
Buddy. How was
Dante,
it?
I got a zit. Sorry. You ever get zits anymore?
You know what you should use for that?
Cannabis!
I'm not doing nothing no more.
You should use, this is a serious note, you should use colloidal silver.
I have no idea what that
and
is.
And it is amazing. It'll
It's pronounced Clearasil.
You use that for herpes.
Silver.
Speech impediment.
Colloidal silver.
This isn't a joke. Everybody's going to be like, she's not funny. But this was such a hot
what
tip.
Do we look like an audience? No.
It's a hot tip. Colloidal silver. I'm telling you, it's his cannabis book. The whole time he was talking, I was like, oh my God, but if you knew about colloidal silver.
Yeah. What is it?
It's colloidal silver is like nanoparticles of silver suspended in purified water, but you have to make it a certain way. There's this company that does it really well, and it's like healing. And I know it sounds batshit, and I thought the same, but if you have a cut or something or a zit or whatever and you put it
and
on
it heals it immediately
next day.
All right,
what about Neosporin?
It's better than Neosporin because the way
what about oregano oil
antibiotic, oh, yeah. Right,
and what about cocoa butter too soon
cocoa butter is if you have full-blown AIDS
that's what I think well, is, yeah. As cold as
overall.
Yeah,
I like this show. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I thought both of them were great, but I'm a big fan of
it. It goes faster with us than with them, right?
Well, you guys really ate up a nice 45 minute chunk off the top.
Well, we had to talk to the guy about his fucking.
Speaking of eating up a 45 minute chunk, when are you going to poo next due to your Crohn's?
I had a biggie this morning.
So does it make you poo like crazy?
So it depends. So, okay, should I reveal all my personal things?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like around there. If you're sick, you poo, you're pooping, you have to just be near a bathroom. If you're, like, sick with Crohn's, you're going to have to just, like, diarrhea all the time.
All the time.
And if it's really bad, you're going to be puking.
I'm turned on.
You're incapacitated. No.
Dante, no.
This entire audience of all dudes and two girls are not hard and wet right now.
Girls, what type of math is that? This world of old men and 50% women.
It is a
sausage
fest in
here. These chicks are not soaking wet right now, sliding off of that bleacher.
All we need is a pinball machine.
Yeah, you shit so much. Oh my God.
It's an accused reference.
I think I'm a frequent pooer.
Okay, so you would poo
diarrhea.
Normally. I heard Pete Davidson has Crohn's, too.
Yeah, he does.
But he looks way worse than you.
He's a guy.
Thank you for noticing.
I saw a picture of him with his girlfriend, Vicky Bentoncourt, or whatever her name
Kate
is.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Vicky Bentoncourt is the funniest thing you've ever said. What the fuck is that? That's great. Vicky Bentoncourt.
Who's the girl in The Waterboy that he goes,
Oh, I don't even know. Who?
Vicky Valancourt, yeah.
Who? I don't even know.
It wasn't even.
Mama don't like Vicky Bentoncourt. She let me do anal on her. Vicky Bentoncourt. There was a picture of the two of them together holding hands, and Pete looked like a demon. Yeah, he looked really bad, and I guess he's sick. Like that, I didn't know. I was like, Pete.
I think he just looks like that. Yeah, I think that's just his face. I don't know how sick he actually is.
It's okay. You think it's heroin? I don't know if he would do heroin.
That is so intense.
He's not cool enough.
That's intense.
What's that? What's high five? Oh,
high five.
Nice.
I won't joke because, I mean, this cough won't go away. I don't know. Oh,
my God. I feel so bad for boys. Like, if a girl woke up like that, you wouldn't know about it. Like, it's what concealer's for. You put on a cute outfit, but it's a boy, so he leaves the house looking normal. If you saw him in person, you'd be like, oh, you look normal. But on camera, in a picture online, he looks... He's dying.
Yeah, he looks sick.
Yeah,
I
feel.
We talk about your diarrhea again.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
All right, you guys, write this down.
No, Dante, no.
Will you eat different foods so that they don't show up as much? Like, do you try to avoid foods like corn, nuts?
Oh, hell yeah.
Corn nuts.
Do I look like a sociopath to you?
Yeah. Almonds.
Dude, anything
nuts.
That you,
almond nuts.
Anything that you can
pineapple
recognize.
Rinds. Yeah.
Dante nuts.
Oh, olives. The rinds are good for
raisins.
You. Raisins. Who eats raisins?
Me and my baby.
Sociopath. Oh my God, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
She's like,
anything
what
that you can.
Baby eats
anything
raisins.
Anything that you can recognize coming back out on a normal day.
Pine cones.
You don't want it.
Who eats a pine cone?
Yeah, dude, pine cones are number one trigger of Crohn's.
Pine cones are. Thank you. Oh! Why'd I eat that? I shouldn't have been in that carnivorous forest.
Oh my God. My asshole looks like a cauliflower.
Really?
No. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty
I have
much
to go.
It all.
An applause
that's
break.
My time.
Not at all.
Well, I don't feel like going over
so turned on.
I mean, that was great.
You were boned up before, now you are. Enjoy your commute.
Let's do the bill line. Before we, I cannot thank you guys enough. Thank God you showed up, Dante Nera.
Yeah,
the Paige Phillips mod. I know.
It's not. It's Man School 202. I rebranded it. Yeah. So
when was that? I didn't even know.
Well, because it's just, you know, you have to know the inside to know what Beige Philip is.
Right.
Mm. So just man school is kind of self-explanatory. Yeah. So
you got. And you're going to be a father? Anything else you want to promote, prescribe, whatever the fuck Bill says?
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram, the Dante Nero. Dante like Dante's Inferno. Nero like the dude who fiddled when Rome burned. I read. And just follow me on Instagram. I'm putting stuff out. And you can also do one-on-one consultations with me, DanteNero.com, if you need to get your bitch in check. Holla at me.
Wow, wow. I mean, for real,
I was supposed to have coffee with my ex, by the way.
Right, really? Cross versus left cross.
I don't want to know that. I don't want to know.
That's great stuff. And I love. And his Instagram's fantastic. You go on it. He's always buying new jackets.
Always.
And you're like, oh, what's this? Pirates of Penzance? And he's like, no, I just bought this jacket. He goes to the fur place where I bought my wife a fur last year.
Oh, bro.
And you'll remember that. I kept the receipt just so when she goes, hey, and I throw it at her and go, look what I bought you.
He goes, I'm keeping the receipts when I get in front of him, like, puh, and I just throw her the receipt.
I like that fur place.
I can't wait to get married. That is so beautiful.
Karen Margolis.
Yeah, okay. I'm back on Twitter. Karen.
Why were you off?
Kardashian. Okay, so I got sick of it, and then out of spite, which is like, who am I spiting? I got off of it, and then I waited so long, they just deleted my account and would never reinstate it. So I was like, what? So I started a new one. And yeah, I guess I'm back. I have, and you guys are going to want to sit down, 48 followers.
Nice.
On my new account, it's not a big deal. And then my Insta's right there, Karen Margolis,
K-E-R-E-N. Can you make it any smaller? So if people are looking on a cell phone, it looks like hieroglyphics.
Don't forget to check out Race Wars podcast, the best.
A couple weeks ago,
probably the best podcast that's out there right now.
Doubtful in hot water.
I believe the X-ray podcast that me and you were on this week, that's a great one.
The X-ray
podcast. But it's awesome.
People agree that it's.
Podcast is pretty good.
Probably.
Race Wars is really good.
It's an absolute blast.
Of all time,
it's
really good. Yeah.
No, not of all time. I like our show.
Well, Sherrod,
going forward as well.
Are you on Skank
Thank
Fest?
You, people that no, understand podcasts.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Are you on it?
Those guys.
On it? Oh, my God. They'll let any.
Just not. They're afraid not to put me on it. So.
I guess that's the show. Anything you want to
do? We'll be doing Skank.
We'll be doing Boozy.
All right, tonight, tune in to Anthony Cumia's show. Burning Bridges is on at 2. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, Monday it's on 2.
So we're going to be here all day. Going to be dropping in on Cumia's show, Boozy Boxing. And live tonight at Westside Comedy Club, Comedians of the Compound. I believe that there's about 10 tickets left. If you don't have them already, get them. We're giving them away for $10 each.
I'm not on that show. Steal.
No, it's...
I kill myself.
No, it's comedians.
Man, I'm going to...
And it'll be great.
Show the monkey video again. You didn't show the beginning.